Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Thursday morning. And we are going to be joined, by the way, it's Pi Day 3.14. It's Pi Day. So have yourself a pizza or apple pie or whatever, however you want to celebrate. But we will be joined in a little bit by Dr. Dennis LaRock of South Coast Health. He is the Executive Vice President and Chief Physician Officer. He's going to be talking with us about Kidney Cancer Awareness Month. So his focus is in urology. He's the doctor who performed my kidney removal surgery. And so I think it's important for us to kind of talk about kidney cancer and kidney cancer awareness. So we'll do that in just a little bit. But we're talking about the old Rochester player who was removed from the team. So he's not going to get to play Saturday in what would have been the biggest game of his high school career. A senior who has the chance to play for a state championship. The biggest game of his life. And he will not be able to play because he spit on another player in the state semifinal. And as we were talking about earlier, a lot of people have been just burying this kid online. And as the previous caller said, you know, this is a kid that has a reputation as being a trash talker. But, you know, not to the point of spitting on somebody before. And there's a post that was put out on social media by former New Bedford High School legend and well-known area coach Brian Rudolph. He says, I've trained and coached, and I'm not going to name the kid, but Brian did. I've trained and coached him since he was a young boy. That video clip isn't representative of who he is and his family are. This post isn't to condone his actions at all, but I hope it serves as a perspective. He is one of the coolest, politest, and most caring kids you could coach. I see everyone bashing him online, and I get it based off his action. However, we live in this era of social media where hate gets more shares than love. It's the, quote, cool thing to kick someone when they are already down. I know for a fact that he and his family are holding him accountable more than any of you can. It's so easy to throw stones, but keep in mind this is a 17-year-old kid. One day your kid is going to be that age. One day your kid is going to make a mistake. I pray to God this isn't the reaction they get for it. I know firsthand what it's like to be a high school senior and to make a 5-second decision that can change your life forever. And we can get into that if you're not familiar. No one is feeling the hurt for his actions more than this player and his family. It's okay to show a little empathy because I promise you, in all caps, one day you're going to hope people will show it for you and yours. And then he says, you know, he loves this player. So, yes, if you're not familiar, Brian Rudolph was involved in a situation when he was a high school senior in which he stabbed another kid and went through court. Didn't end up having it go forward, but, you know, he certainly went through things when he was that age. So he gets it. Certainly something way more egregious than spitting on someone. But this player has been taken off the team and he will face discipline in school. I would think, you know, not playing in the spring season. I'm sure, I don't know for a fact, I'm sure he's a baseball player. His whole family were baseball players, you know, but not playing sports in the spring will be part of it. I mean, it's he will pay the price for making this mistake. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yes, good morning, Tim.
How are you?
Was the young man arrested for an assault, was that considered an assault?
I think it could be considered an assault, but I don't think anybody was looking to press any criminal charges against him.
Yeah, because a 2-second decision, non-decision, it was bad enough for his sports career, but the rest of his life, you know?
Yeah, I say that I don't think anybody's looking to press charges, but I don't know. I haven't heard anything from Pittsfield, but I know that Old Rochester has been in communication with Pittsfield. So I think that that's, you know, just to make sure that, you know, this doesn't have to go beyond the punishment that he's receiving.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Great program.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
The doctor.
Oh, he's calling in right now. So we'll go right to him.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. All right. Let's now go to our special guest who is joining us right now. He is the Executive Vice President and Chief Physician Officer for South Coast Health. Dr. Dennis LaRocque joins us on the line. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And thank you for making time for us. I know that you've got a very busy schedule, but this being Kidney Cancer Awareness Month, I figured we had to get you on at some point to talk about this.
No, I appreciate that. And, you know, always happy to chat with you always and to be spreading the word a little bit about what's going on and, you know, this very important health information.
So, and, you know, I didn't really know anything about kidney cancer. And by the way, just, and, you know, so that you know, I'm fully transparent with my audience about all of my health issues. So, you know, we can talk about things very openly. But I had never even really known much at all about kidney cancer until this situation happened with me when the mass was found on my kidney. And I did not realize just how prevalent it is and how much, you know, and how treatable it is if people find it.
Right. It is remarkable. And it's one of those that does somewhat fly under the radar, even still today, because it's almost always, as in your case, found incidentally. There's not any strict screening per se for kidney cancer as there is for, say, colon cancer or prostate cancer or even nowadays lung cancers. But kidney cancers are almost exclusively picked up incidentally, and that usually happens because of other things that have happened to the person. For instance, a kidney stone, as you're well aware. You get imaging in that situation and it gets picked up. What's different today versus years ago, and again, as long as we're being transparent, I've been doing this long enough where I remember what it was like years ago, the imaging was not done quite as frequently. So the tumors were picked up when they were much, much larger, when people actually felt them. What's different today is because there are such things as ultrasound and CAT scan and MRI, they're picked up at much earlier stages. So it's a benefit, but it is a problem, and it does kind of sneak under the radar.
Well, so as you said, you know, a lot of times people have to experience symptoms before they realize it. What are some of the symptoms people might experience?
Well, it's strange because per se, for smaller renal tumors or kidney cancers, there's nothing specific that one would feel. And realize kidney cancer is kind of a broad term, or kidney tumors is a very broad term, and there are things that fall under that designation. So if you have a solid lesion of the body of the kidney, of the tissue of the kidney, it's generally one of three things, either a renal cell carcinoma, so that's obviously cancer, or two other types of tumors that are generally benign, which are angiomyolipomas or oncocytomas. The vast majority of these solid tumors would be renal cell carcinoma. So we take them all very, very seriously. The other types are of the lining of the kidney. And if you think of it, the kidney makes the urine within a collecting system and it drains via a tube to the bladder called the ureter. So the lining of the kidney, the lining of the ureter, and the lining of the bladder are all of the same type of tissue. So that's a type of kidney tumor, kidney cancer that's slightly different. Those are picked up a little bit more regularly because of blood in the urine. So it's a long-winded way of saying What would people notice? Well, blood in the urine could be one of those things. Pain in an area could be one of those things. The feeling of a mass or unexplained weight loss, or in some extreme circumstances, there are things called a paraneoplastic syndrome, meaning that something happens parallel to a tumor growing. For instance, what's very, very somewhat known with kidney cancers or renal cell cancers is that it can change your liver functions. So when any of these things happen, people get imaging, and these are picked up somewhat incidentally based on a person's symptoms. So it's a very broad, wide-ranging set of things that can lead someone to being diagnosed.
And one of the questions that I got asked most frequently from people when they found out what I was going through was, wow, how would you get something like that? And what are some of the causes that lead to kidney cancer?
Sure. So I'll start with the easiest one. And remember, I mentioned tumors or cancers of the linings of the kidney or the ureter or the bladder. That lining cellular structure is called urothelium. That is very, very susceptible to tumors, particularly in people who have smoked. So some of the byproducts of smoking get excreted in the urine, and over time they're carcinogenic and can cause those types of tumors. So smoking is number one on the list. But kidney cancers or renal cell cancers are a little bit more offbeat than that. There can be some ties to either smoking or industrial exposures, heavy metals, but that's more in the past because the workplace is much safer than it was. So the vast majority of renal cell cancers or cancers of the body of the kidney are usually of a genetic disruption or a genetic disposition, meaning one of the replications of the cellular structure went awry and developed this cancer. Some of it can be familial. There's something called von Hippel-Lindau syndrome, where they can get people can get different tumors of the kidneys, but that would be well known. And some are sporadic, meaning it just happens. So the vast majority are those sporadic type.
And it seems like, you know, I read a lot as I was learning about this before my procedure, and I was concerned because I see, you know, all these things like, you know, chemotherapy and radiation therapy are not recommended for this, and it doesn't really help anything with this. But then as I've come to find out, it's because it's pretty easy for you to just be able to remove the cancer.
Yeah, this is very true. And the renal cell carcinoma, so the cancer of the body of the kidney, of the tissue of the kidney, that really, the treatment of that is predicated on surgical removal. And not just if it's within the kidney. If it has metastasized, say, most commonly to the lung, then removal of that lesion as well is what would be done. So kidney cancer or renal cell carcinoma is one of those that's a little bit different than most, where surgical removal is really the backbone of treatment. That being said, there are adjuvant therapies, meaning medical therapies that can be given in certain circumstances if needed, along with surgical removal. So if there are metastases or other lesions, medicines that kind of rev up or utilize the body's own immune system initially were the medicines that were used. And then there are some medicines that have gone a step beyond that. They're not traditional chemotherapies like people think about, but they are medicines that can enhance your body's response from its own immunogenic factors. But most people do not need that. And surgical removal or ablation is the backbone of this. And Tim, as you know, you and I are very well aware, you try, if possible, if the lesion is small enough, to remove just the tumor and leave the rest of the kidney. Obviously, for a younger person, that's, you know, more reliable to have a kidney and a half, say, for the rest of your life. But there is a cutoff in size. And when it gets to be about 4 centimeters, which is the transition in staging from a stage 1A to a stage 1B, that partial removal becomes much less advisable because the incidence of having multifocality or more than one tumor unrecognized within the same kidney goes up. So, you know, surgical removal is recommended. How you do it is based on the size and location of the tumor. And adjuvant therapies would be based on if there are metastases. Sorry for the long-winded answer.
No, no, it's great. And of course, in my particular case, we tried to go for just the tumor itself. And then, you know, once you're in there, we realized it was better to take out the whole thing. And that's what's so great is that you can make those decisions and still have the person be able to come out perfectly healthy on the other side.
That's correct. And again, you know, I started the robotic surgery program in the South Coast area in 2008. So we've done a lot of these robotically. But once it gets beyond a certain size, even robotic approaches are not ideal. But it's a nice way to be able to get in and look, and to your point, to see what we're dealing with. And it becomes somewhat of a game time decision. And when it goes from that stage 1A to stage 1B, the partial removal becomes less advisable. And that's the situation we dealt with in your case. So removing the entire kidney becomes wise. And the nice thing is, and we were able to see that, that all the margins for you were negative. So that's really what we're aiming for, to be able to remove everything on block and not have to worry about it down line. Now, obviously, you know, and you and I will talk about this in the future, there will be imaging going forward. But that's really part of the normal routine follow-up of how things go.
And if somebody has, you know, some of these symptoms that we were talking about, and if they are having concerns about whether or not they may have kidney cancer, what's the best course of action for them to try to find out more?
Sure. So, you know, obviously, it's best to interact with your primary care physician and bring up some of the things that have been noticed. And then they kind of take it from there, either with blood tests, because remember, we said there's something called paraneoplastic syndromes. So sometimes there are blood tests that can see something odd, and that would prompt any imaging, or imaging kind of out of the box, whether it be an ultrasound or a CT scan. You know, in the old days, and again, I'll refer to the fact that I've been doing this long enough that there was a time before CAT scans and ultrasounds were widely used. There was something called an IVP. Those are no longer done. So if people are older and remember those, that's not really done at all anymore. The ultrasounds and CAT scans have supplanted that. MRIs, to some degree, are starting to take that over as well. So there are imaging studies that can be done if there are blood test abnormalities, blood in the urine, or vague symptoms that might point to a need for imaging. Remember, all abdominal pain is or discomfort is not from a kidney tumor, but there are much, much, much more common things like gastritis or gallstones, reflux, what have you. And when those prompt imaging, that's often where these kidney tumors are found.
Well, Dr. LaRocque, I want to thank you for joining us and for informing people about kidney cancer. And, of course, this is Kidney Cancer Awareness Month. And I'll be seeing you next week, and we'll talk more about where I'm progressing.
That sounds great. Great to talk to you, Tim. Thanks for having me on.
All right. See you next week. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir.
That is Dr. Dennis LaRocque. Again, his role over there at South Coast Health is, I mean, he wears many hats. He's the Executive Vice President and Chief Physician Officer, but he's also one of the best kidney surgeons around. So I've got to take a break. We will be back in just a few moments. And if you are just getting ready to head out and start your day, maybe you're on your way to work, maybe you're on your way to classes, or maybe you just want to get out there and have yourself some delicious breakfast, stop by Just Another Phoenix, located on Fonts Corner Road in North Dartmouth, because they have delicious choices every day. All of your breakfast favorites, some of the best home fries around, but also unique specials each and every day. Things that you never would have thought of, creations that you never could have thought should be put together. They have all of that and more. And their entire menu is available through their drive-thru window. So you can actually save time in your morning by just pulling right up and getting what you want through the drive-thru window. You don't even have to get out of your car to experience the delicious food at Just Another Phoenix restaurant in North Dartmouth. But if you do go in, you can hang out with everybody over at the counter, and you can watch as the cook prepares your breakfast. Where else can you do that anymore? There's no restaurants where you can sit and watch them cook your breakfast anymore, but you can do that at Just Another Phoenix. So stop in, have something good to start your day with, and I guarantee you, you will be back. Just Another Phoenix, Fonts Corner Road in North Dartmouth. All right, I do have to give way now to Phil in the newsroom. When we come back on the other side, more of your calls, 508-996-0500. We were talking about the old Rochester player suspended for the state championship game for spitting on an opposing player during the state semifinal. So we'll talk more about that when we come back. But right now, Phil, take it away.
A proposed TikTok ban is now in the Senate's hands. A bill floats a four-day work week for the United States and a snack recall at Walmart.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says that the House will apply every amount of pressure on the Senate to get the bill banning TikTok passed. The House on Wednesday approved the bill that could lead to the forced sale or nationwide ban of the social media app. It would require TikTok's parent company, Chinese-owned tech giant ByteDance, to sell the app within 180 days or see it banned from U.S. app stores. There's a strong proposal on the table right now for a temporary ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. That's what Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters Wednesday. He added that it's up to Hamas to take the deal and end the suffering in the region. There are no reports of injuries after an American Airlines flight made an emergency landing at LAX. The plane, which took off from Dallas, landed safely Wednesday night. It's not clear what kind of mechanical problem the Boeing 777 experienced. Last week, a United Airlines plane, also a Boeing 777, made an emergency landing at LAX after losing a tire during takeoff in San Francisco. President Joe Biden will be in Michigan today as he seeks to hold on to the support of voters in that state in November. He spoke in Wisconsin yesterday, highlighting new investments in infrastructure. Biden said more than $3 billion in grants will be used across the U.S. to help repair neighborhoods and communities cut off from transportation infrastructure years ago. Senator Bernie Sanders is introducing a bill that would establish a four-day work week in the U.S. If passed, the bill would lower the threshold required for overtime pay from 40 hours a week to 32 over the course of a four-year period. Actress Olivia Munn reveals she's been fighting breast cancer for the past year. In an Instagram post Wednesday, the X-Men and Newsroom star said she was diagnosed in February of last year. The 43-year-old mother of one said she hoped sharing her journey would help others find comfort, inspiration, and support on their own journeys. And the FDA is recalling cashews sold at Walmart. Great Value honey-roasted cashews are being recalled for not correctly labeling proper allergen warnings for milk and coconut. Concerned shoppers can check and see if they're affected by the blue wrap around the label and July 8th best used by date.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Red Sox play the Philadelphia Phillies at spring training today at 1:05. Boston Bruins play the Montreal Canadiens tonight at 7. And the Celtics play the Phoenix Suns tonight at 7:30.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Thursday morning. Mostly cloudy skies to start. Temperature in the mid-40s as we head into the afternoon. Becomes a mostly sunny, mild. Temperatures lower 50s. That breeze out of the east once again. Keeping it cooler along the immediate coastline. Overnight tonight, clouds will increase. Temperature around 42. As we head into Friday, chances for rain will be increasing. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil Garmin on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Caller, before we take your call and before we go right back to the phones, just want to remind you all that we are going to be picking winners for our contest. We are giving away tickets to see the 360 All-Stars on Sunday, this coming Sunday, March 17th, at New Bedford High School as a presentation of the Zeitarian. It is a reinvention of the traditional circus. Instead of acrobats, it's breakdancers. Instead of a juggler, it's a basketball freestylist. Instead of a unicyclist, it's a BMX rider. 360 All-Stars explores all forms of rotations. And that's what makes it such an astounding show that has been seen the worldwide. And now it's coming to the Braun Spiegel Auditorium at New Bedford High School. If you want to win a pair of tickets, You can just go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app to enter to win. One lucky audience member that is in the audience on Sunday during that show will be selected at random to receive two floor seats to a regular season Celtics home game and access to the Putnam Club, valued at over $4,800. So check out WBSM.com and the app to enter to win a pair of tickets to see the 360 All-Stars at New Bedford High School presented to you by the Zeitarian. All right, let's go back to the phones. Again, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Spooky Tim.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
All right. I'd like to ask you some questions, if I can. When you talked to the doctor, you said that you wouldn't mind, you know, revealing some of your own problems. Am I correct on that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe it might give some people an idea if they have a similar problem.
Mm-hmm.
So could I ask you, what caused you to feel that you had this particular problem with your kidney?
So back in September, early September, right, actually a couple days before Labor Day, I started having some back pain and in my right side, and I thought that it was sciatica because I'd had sciatica before. And so I was like, okay, I'll just, you know, ice it and heat it and do that therapy. And it went on for about 5 days, and it was just getting worse. And so I had to go to a wedding in Connecticut and drive out there. It was like a 2.5 hour drive there and back. And by the time I came home, I was just in such severe pain. I went to St. Luke's on my way home. Mm-hmm. And when I went in there, they said, you have a kidney stone. And then when they did the CT scan for the kidney stone, that's when they discovered this mass. So then they had me go back in for an MRI a couple months later, and that confirmed that there was a large mass that had to be removed. And then once it was removed, that's when they were able to actually confirm that it was renal cell carcinoma.
So there was no blood in your urine prior to this then, right?
Nope, I never had blood in my urine at all.
Okay, because I heard the doctor say something about that, I believe.
That's one way that you'll know that you have it, especially if it's in the tube, as he was saying. Mm-hmm. The ones that are inside the kidney, you know, it might have to be a little bit more progressive before that happens.
Yeah. Now, I remember you talking about this before on the radio, and I think before you were going in, you were saying that it looked like he was just going to take a small mass out of there.
That was the original plan, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't see that on any of the tests they did, huh?
So when they did the MRI, mm-hmm. and I met with Dr. LaRocque, he told me then, he said, listen, if I put this case in front of a room full of medical students, half of the students would say, take the whole kidney out. Half of them would say, take out just the mass, because it was like right on that line. As he was saying, if it gets to be 4 centimeters, you know, that's when they just go for the whole kidney. And I was like just a little bit under that. And so we had gone into it planning on using the robot to take out just the partial, which would have been a much smaller incision.
That's what you said.
In fact, they did that incision and tried to do that. But then when they realized there was too much, you know, we had the agreement already that they could take the whole if they needed to. And that's uh-huh. why they made that decision.
Okay, so he already had prepped you that if they got in there and it was different, that they could go after the whole kidney. So you knew about that before the operation, right?
Yeah, I mean, I only wanted to get cut open once. So it's like, whatever you need to do.
Yeah, well, I think most people don't want to get cut open at all.
Right. But if I had to, you know, I'm glad that I did. That's why I always say, you know, when people are like, oh, my God, you had cancer, you survived cancer. I'm like, I didn't really survive cancer. I had cancer removed out of me. I'm not like these people that have, you know, have to fight this on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm glad it worked out for you, you know, well, of course. And, I do listen to your program, even though sometimes I don't call. And I think getting the information out to people who might experience similar symptoms is a good thing. I know you get your medical privacy and everything, but doing this, I think, is a very positive thing for others who might have, a similar situation and wonder what the heck is going on. You know?
And especially since it's so curable, it's so easy for them to just take it out. And I know, you know, it was a struggle going through what I went through, but it was pretty easy compared to what could have been.
Well, you're looking back at it now, but I think when you first came on the radio, I detected that you were a little bit still in some sort of discomfort, put it that way.
Yeah, but I mean, imagine if it had actually, you know, metastasized and gone through my body and I had to go through chemo and radiation.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
this is if you can catch it early, like we were able to do, you know, mm-hmm. you're going to have a much simpler time and you can go on to live a perfectly healthy life.
Yeah, I know someone who had a kidney removed, not for the same situation as you, but quite a few years ago. And the person is still living in assisted living right now, and the guy's 96 years old, you know, that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it you know, getting the thing out is probably, although nobody wants that.
I just have one regret out of the whole thing.
What's that?
I wish they would have let me keep the thing in a jar, but they wouldn't.
You are spooky, Tim.
I would have put it right on my desk at work, and everybody could have came in and seen it.
All right. Thank you
very much,
my friend.
Thank you.
Continued health to you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. But that was what I asked. I was like, do I get to keep it? And they're like, no, we have to send it off to pathology. And they're going to cut it all up. So, you know, there won't even be anything left for you to have as a souvenir. But what I did keep is one of the staples fell out of my body as I was sleeping in bed. So I kept that and I held on to it. And I actually was in JCPenney doing some shopping and walked by some of the jewelry because I was coming in from the mall entrance and you have to walk through the jewelry to get back to the men's clothes. And a chain caught my eye. Now, I haven't worn a chain in years, but a chain caught my eye and I was like, that reminds me of the staples being in me. So I bought it as like, you know, a reminder to myself of what I went through so that, you know, when if starting to feel bad about something, I can be like, oh, right, you know, and kind of use it as that. I don't know. It might sound weird, but whatever. It works for me. And I can tell you now we're almost 2 months from the surgery, about 6 weeks from the surgery, and I feel pretty good. Still get tired. Still haven't built my wind up. You know, they gave me that little breathing thing to try out, and I'm still struggling a little bit to get to where I'm supposed to be, but I'm a lot closer than I was. And, you know, in another couple of months, I think it'll be like nothing ever happened. So if you do find out, if you do end up with this kidney cancer, it's certainly not anything that you should be defeatist about. And if you can get in at South Coast Health, and if you can have Dr. LaRock or anybody in the urology department, everybody that I dealt with was fantastic. You'll be in very good hands and you have nothing to worry about. So don't be nervous. Don't be afraid. If you have any of the symptoms that Dr. LaRock talked about, make sure you get in and talk to somebody about it. Don't put it off because the earlier you get it, the easier it's going to be. So it's certainly not the scary, uncertain thing that cancer once was, at least this type of cancer. So hopefully we were able to help some of you out there today. Maybe not today, but maybe, you know, in a year from now. Or maybe a loved one who's having some of these symptoms. But don't wait. Get it checked out and just follow their plan, follow their advice. They will not lead you astray. I got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. I should probably fade this down and start talking, but I just can't yet. Gotta wait for it. All right, now I can. Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and chime in the final moments of the program here, stay tuned. South Coast Now is coming your way with Chris McCarthy. He's going to have Mayor Mitchell coming in at 11. They'll talk more about the residency requirement proposed changes. As if you missed what I was saying earlier, in the Ordinance Committee meeting last night, the Ordinance Committee unanimously voted to table the discussion at the mayor's request, to table the vote, rather, on amending the ordinance on the residency requirement, because he's trying to work out a memorandum of understanding with the AFSCME union members and the firefighters union. So that vote has been put on hold as they're working this out. But the mayor will come in and talk more about that and other things with Chris coming up. We're only days away now from St. Patrick's Day. And remember in A Christmas Story when Gene Shepherd is narrating and he talks about how, you know, my old man was a certified turkey junkie. Well, that's how I feel about St. Patrick's Day and corned beef and cabbage. I love corned beef and cabbage. I'll have it a few times during the year, but I'm absolutely going to have it on St. Patrick's Day. And I went through all of the permutations and permeations of making it yourself, starting it early in the morning and letting it slow cook all day, cooking it the day before and then heating it up, and everything you could possibly imagine. Then I made the move to cooking it in my Instant Pot, and I went from spending 8 hours cooking it to spending 90 minutes. The whole meal done in 90 minutes, and it comes out better than it ever did in the pot. And that's how I've done it for a couple of years. But you know what? I am going to make the switch this year, and I'm going to get my corned beef and cabbage already made from the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Not only can you go there and get the best quality corned beef around, if you want to cook it yourself, whatever size you need, they've got it for you. Whatever fat content you want, they can trim it off, whatever you want. You got to have some fat on there. I know people disagree with me on that, but the fat makes the meal. It's the fat on the meat is what makes it have the flavor. But anyway, you might not want as much, so they'll make it as lean as you like. But the other thing that they'll do is they'll be making it for you. They're going to have it from today through Sunday, and you can get it already made. And as Eric was telling us last week, they make it Portuguese style. So they put in some chorizo with it, give it a little kick. But then, of course, it's got all of your traditional favorites in there, your corned beef, your cabbage, your onions, your potatoes, everything else you would want in there. So check out the butcher shop for your corned beef and cabbage. They've been doing it for 40 years, so you know they've been doing it right. Whether you're going to make it yourself or if you just like the convenience of having somebody else make it. And as much as I want to go there and get it today, oh man, I'm really thinking about it. Apologies in advance to whoever we're bowling against tonight if I go and get it for lunch. But yes, you can get it today through Sunday, and you can also place your order to pick it up on Sunday. Whatever you need, the butcher shop will take care of you. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And if you need to call them to place an order in advance, super easy. They have an easy-to-remember phone number. Their number is 508-994-4942, 508-994-4942. All right, I've got to take one final break here in the hour. I'll be back in a few moments. So again, stay tuned for South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. He's going to have the mayor coming in later. They'll talk more about the residency requirement and what happened in the meeting last night with the decision to table that as he's working out some other stuff. But one thing I want to make you aware of is that WBSM is teaming up with the United Way of Greater New Bedford to make sure school kids won't go hungry during the upcoming vacation week with our annual Spring Hunger Heroes Food Drop. It's happening Saturday, March 23rd from 10 a.m. to noon outside of Aldi at the Dartmouth Mall. We'll be there collecting food with the United Way. You don't even need to get out of your car. You just pull up, tell us where the bags are, or we'll take it out for you. And if you don't have any items, you can go right into Aldi. They'll have a setup there where you can grab some of the items that we're looking for, like mac and cheese, peanut butter, jelly, granola bars, cereal, fruit cups, all the stuff kids would love to eat during school vacation week. You can see a complete list at unitedwayofgnb.org. Again, Saturday, March 23rd, 10 a.m. to noon in the parking lot of Aldi at the Dartmouth Mall. Thanks to all of our sponsors. First,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.